Paul, how does the television camera and transmission system, which we will see on the lunar module, compare and or differ with that on the Apollo craft? We've already seen two nice missions with that camera on Apollo. How about on the LEM?
The television camera that's used on the LEM is quite similar to the one that's that was used in the command module. It does have one or two additional features. One of them is a feature to scan a picture in a slower mode and therefore give us greater resolution. This, however, limits us to a rather still picture rather than a moving picture as we had in the 10-frame mode. The other feature that this camera has is an extremely low light level sensitivity. We can actually telecast scenes that are very low lit, that don't have much light in them.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we might expect to see more contrast, more elements of the grayscale on pictures that come back from the moon in the future?
Well, it so happens that this camera probably does have a slightly better grayscale rendition than the command module camera. However, it doesn't really mean, this low light level sensitivity doesn't mean that this causes this. What the low light level capability does give us is simply the ability to look at a scene which is not as brightly lit as what you would normally expect.
On the Apollo camera, there was an electronic mechanism for controlling the amount of light transmitted, in other words, sort of an electronic aperture. Is this feature also on the lunar module TV?
Yes, the command module television camera did have an automatic light control, which was actually manually controlled in a sense, because you could switch it in or out of the circuit. The LEM television camera is completely automatic. So the light control, in other words, is completely automatic. It does have that feature.
That means that no matter what you point the camera at, whether it's light or dark, whether you're photographing a very bright picture or something that's dimly lit, this electronic circuitry will automatically take care of it for us. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct within a certain dynamic range. Of course, we can go beyond the extremes of the camera dynamic range. We do vary it by changing the lenses. The lenses itself give you some attenuation of the light, so that if we wanted to look at a very dark scene, we would use one lens. If we wanted to use wanted to look at a very bright scene, then we use a different lens.
Mm-hmm. For the camera experts who may be listening, what sort of lenses will be used on the lunar module camera, television camera?
Well, we have four lenses that could be used. One of them is called simply a wide-angle lens. It's got an 80-degree field of view. It's good for scene illumination up to approximately 100 foot candles and down to approximately, maybe a tenth of a foot candle. Second lens we have is a lunar night lens. Now, this is a very unique lens. It's a very large aperture type lens so that we can look at scenes that are in as low as, let's say, 0.01 foot candles in illumination. Then we have a lunar day lens, which allows us to look at scenes as bright as 10,000 foot candles. We also have a telephoto lens, 100 millimeters, that allows us to look at a 10,000 foot candle scene.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about focal lengths of these various lenses?
Well, we specify the telephoto lens by its focal length, which is 100 millimeters. The wide-angle lens, we don't really think about it in terms of focal length because it doesn't have too much meaning for us. We'd rather talk about it in terms of its field of view. It turns out to be 80 degrees. The lunar night lens and the lunar day lens have 35-degree field of views, and we also specify these by the field of view rather than the focal length.
Mm-hmm. Paul, what about the temperature ranges that this camera will have to tolerate in space, particularly when you get onto the lunar surface with it?
Well, the camera has a very unique physical design. It's actually physically configured to reflect much of the heat radiation that comes off of the lunar surface. It also has a heat radiating surface on top of the camera that allows heat to radiate out to deep space. So we can use this camera in extreme temperature ranges.
Who designed the camera and who built it, and how will the signal be transmitted back to Earth?
Well, the camera was designed by a combination of NASA engineers and Westinghouse engineers. It is built by the Westinghouse Electric Corporation. The signal itself is transmitted back to Earth by feeding the television signal into the spacecraft transmitter. The transmitter then beams the signal back to Earth, just as it does the conventional communication signals.
This will just be part of that unified S-band transmission?
That's correct.
Thank you very much, Paul Cohn, for discussing the Lunar Module TV camera with us. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.